commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Marijuana sales in Colorado are better than expected. The state's taken in $92 million in new taxes on legalized pot. That's more money than projected. Supporters of legalization say all of their arguments have come true. You take the criminal element out of drug deals, tax it to fill up the state's coffers, offer a clean supply that's monitored by health officials, and reap the benefits of drug tourism. All of that has happened. If anything, the program's numbers are better than reported because many marijuana dispensaries ran out of supplies during the opening days because demand was so high. But let's look at what Colorado is really getting. $92 million in tax revenue is small for a state of 5.1 million people. That's about 18 bucks per person. It's only one-tenth of Wisconsin's budget surplus, which we built on responsible fiscal planning instead of drug legalization. Now consider the other costs of legalized marijuana. About 12 million people are regular users, and none of them are casual users. 85% of people surveyed say they get high at least two or three times a month if they use pot at all. One in six will become addicted. The cost of those outpatient drug treatments averaged $2,200, which is now included in everyone's Obamacare-approved insurance premiums. Inpatient treatment will cost five times as much. So using those figures, Colorado will have 160,000 people in the next year who will seek treatment to break marijuana addiction. And even if they get into the cheapest rock-bottom program, the cost to their health care system is $34 million. One-third of the state's newfound tax revenue will have gone up in smoke, paying for treatment costs. If the state gave the remaining tax receipts back to residents as a refund, that'd be 12 bucks apiece. But of course, it won't be given back. It'll be spent. Government spending propped up by the smoke-a-bowl crowd. Considering the new addicts and the social costs of increasing the number of stoners in a state, the tax gains from legalized pot do not add up. And the cost of having people who will never reach their full potential is incalculable.